David Rawlings and Gillian Welch. More nervous than he was that he wasn't going to make it. Clearly, he was pretty unfazed, but I'm just really a little overamped about the whole thing. I was so nervous I forgot my banjo stand, so it's just... it's lying down.
So be careful when you rush the stage.
No profit that I see, that old
everything sound? Everything sound okay? Good, that's good.
Actually, if you could, it sounded to me like you maybe had me in these monitors and her in those monitors. Maybe you can put us both in both.
Well, this next tune is a little waltz that's on our new record. Is that for waltzes or for the new record? That Greg wasn't going to make it. I don't know what to say about this one. Just play it.
I wanna sing that.
Professional gig at Town Hall, and I'm putting my guitar on the floor. Tell you, you can take us out of Nashville, but hey, it's banjo picking time. Thank you. both went to music school, and this is the key of six. Which means the capo is after the sixth stripe. Who I'm working for. Thanks. We're going to play a tune we don't really do all the time. This is, I think the first time we ever played this might have been at a gig in Arkansas. We were trying to think of a song that had something to do with Arkansas.
Had the word Arkansas in it.
This is the only one we could think of, and then a little too late we realized it wasn't an entirely favorable portrait of Arkansas.
But what is?
So this is a really great Jimmy Driftwood tune.
I found a girl with a golden Tennessee man. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun and his eyes were green. He had the nerve, he had the blood, never was a horse like a Tennessee stud.
This next tune, this is actually one of the few times I ever took somebody's suggestion for what to write a song about. A friend of ours who lived up on the Appalachian Trail suggested that I write a song about this little flower called the Oconee Bell. And about 2 years later I did. know who you are, though.
And that cover for the Five Guys looks great.
Kitchen with the stairs.
Take a little break after this one and let you guys get up and walk around, and then we'll be back and play another set, and I don't know, maybe we can coax Greg back out here. This is an older tune of ours that we finally, after much badgering, finally put on a record. your guitar, Dave?
It's a 1935.
That's just. Well, tell him where it was made. It's so close to home.
Long Island. Hey, I'll tell you what the address is. It just says Long Island City. Epiphone Banjo Corporation. Lots of banjo corporations still roaming the earth.
Bye.
This is, well, now I'm nervous. This is just silliness. This is called Zip Kicker.
Does anybody know what this stuff is?
Yeah, it's an accelerant for super glues.
Just in case regular super glue isn't fast enough for you, we have super glue drying accelerant.
My friend who fixes our guitars, he gave it to me and he told me not to call him when I glued my hand to a wall. You asked for it.
This is the title track of our new record. Thank you. Sort of a song about Elvis. It's partly about him.
I was thinking that night. thinking how happy John Henry was that he fell down dying when he shook it and it rang like silver. And he shook it and it shined like gold. And he shook it and it beat that steam drill. Baby, well, it bless my soul, well, bless my soul. Well, he shook it and it beat that steam drill. Baby, well, it bless my soul. What's wrong with me? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? Just a country boy that combed his hair, put on a shirt his mother made, and it went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl, and he shook it like a Harlem queen, and he shook it. Never seen like you never seen.
Reached that really, really, really exciting point in the evening when I make my partner David Rawlings sing a song.
I hadn't even really.
You forgot this was coming, didn't you?
Yeah.
Copper kettle!
Idiot wind.
I guess I'll do one of them. Oh, heck, I'll do this one. I think it's hard to move. The shortest one of the bunch.
Get you a copper kettle, get you a copper coil, fill it with homemade cornish and nothing more. We'll just lay there by the victory ash and oak. Gone is no green or rotten wood. They'll get you by the smoke.
Got a dedication on this one. I hope 7-year-old Rachel is here. We're going to send this out to her. This is called Annabelle. Love Wants to do two minor songs in a row. I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is the last song we have written down there, but then after that we have this little note that says that we'll walk over there, and then if you clap for a while, we'll probably walk back on, and I think that we'll try to drag our friend Greg with us. So. got to do about 2 weeks worth of shows with Greg a little while ago. I can't remember when. A year ago, April?
That's about right.
I can't remember. But we had a really good time. But of course, we don't remember any of those songs we worked up.
And we had lots of time to rehearse before the show. Thought I was slick and professional before.
Blessed Savior, make me willing, don't walk beside me till I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister, my brother.
tell you how excited we all were to play this beautiful hall. It's just great. And, I want to thank all of you for coming. It's a very special night for us. This is the first time any of us have ever done a show here. And well, thanks. We'll try to. And this is the big kickoff of our tour for our new record. And so thanks for coming out. And I'm extra glad that Greg made it.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you with a great song by Mary John Wilkins and Danny Dill. This was first recorded by Lefty Frizzell. He's one of my very all-time favorite country singers.
Sometimes